Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Brother, that is the matter now. When Jesus was on the cross, there's a symbolic happening that occurred. His clothes was removed. The same way Adam was naked and was clothed with the lamb, the animal, let me put it that way, that was killed and clothed. Are you with me? So also Jesus, the lamb, was naked so that you can be clothed. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I love that scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 21. Oh, don't read it like that, sir. Read very sharply.
No,
brother. That voice is not.
For our sake, he made him to be sin.
For our sake, he made him to be what?
Sin.
To be sin.
Who knew no sin?
Who knew no sin?
So that in him we might become
the righteousness of God in him. Another translation. For he had made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Now everybody listen to this. Listen to this. It's very important. What did you do to be a sinner? Don't miss this. How did you become a sinner? Somebody said something. Okay, yes, thank you. What by what? Ever listen to this? It's very powerful. How did you become a sinner? Is it by the things you are doing? You are a sinner because you were born that way. It was because you were born that way that you started lying. This thing helped my destiny. I struggled for many years. You are not a sinner because you lie, you get angry. That's not what makes you a sinner. You are a sinner because of birth. Sinfulness is Romans chapter 3, verse 23. How many people? Read this very well, sister.
For all have sinned, are conscious of the glory of God.
Again.
For all have sinned, are conscious of the
sister,
glory of God.
You are not reading it. For all have
sinned.
You say again. For all have sinned. That's why I say Bible reading. Some of you will read it and go. And have missed the meaning. All have sinned. How many?
All.
How many?
All.
When? In Adam. Not all will sin. All have. Because we have sinned in him, we continually sin. Did you get it to that point? All have sinned. Now, let's check another truth. In Romans chapter 5, I believe. In Romans chapter 5, verse 23. Who helps me to see? No, it didn't read 23. Start from verse 17.
If because of one man's trespass, then bring that one man.
Okay.
Much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness.
Keep reading.
Reign in life through the man, through the one man, Jesus Christ.
Alright.
Then as one man trespass, led to condemnation for all men. So one man's act of righteousness leads to the result and life of all men.
Okay, I want you to see something. Thank you, sister. Sit down. We're coming back to that. I want you to see for that all I've seen. Romans 6:23, I think so. Romans 5:12. Is it 12? Alright.
Wherefore as by one man
sin entered into the world
and And death by sin.
And death by sin.
And so death passed upon all men.
And so death passed upon all men.
For that all have sinned.
You see the way she read it. Read it again. This is the mistake I make for more than 10 years.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all
have sinned. Give it to another person, King James. Give it to that sister. And we have three people are going to read it. Let's see. Yes?
For as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all men have sinned.
For what?
For that all men have sinned.
She read it well. For that, not for that. It is for that that we sinned. Oh Lord. As by one man, sin entered into the world, death by sin, so death passed upon all men. For that, it delivered me. It's that that made me sin. It's not this. Not this lying. This line didn't make me sin. This masturbation didn't make me sin. It's not this pornography that made me sin. It's that made me this one. So, I don't solve sin by solving this. It's that I must solve. Oh Lord. Brother, no. You will stand up here. It's you. Don't do it. What made you sin is not this, is that. What's the difference between this and that? This is here. That is. Or when you are saying that, when you are saying this is there. Our problem is we focus on this problem, this lying, this anger, this. And churches, have we not been preaching? Stop lying. Jesus is coming. People are listening. Are they free? See, our church, we don't compromise. Tell the truth as it is. Are people free? No. The church I attend, no, we don't compromise truth. But the problem is, the more they preach the truth, the more we are doing what is wrong. So I began to cry. I don't want to go to a fire, but the fire is real. So the Lord showed me, he said, you see, your problem is where you are looking. What made you sin? That it's not this. You were born that way. And if you are born that way, you cannot help but behave the way you were born. So you can be coming to church tying scarf, you will behave the way you were born. If you like, wear jalamia that is long, and bow down 50 times, you will always behave the way you were born. You were born in sin, and so death is ruling on you. Like that cup, empty. No matter what we try to put in you, it is not the real one that's supposed to be you. No matter what, it's easy for you to go away. That's when you go to a conference, you'll be, yes, Lord! Only for you to go back. That's when you just come again, you go back to the useless website and go and check what you are checking. You know why? Your birth has not changed. And this message of you must be born again, glory to God. Be born, we preach it in a way that's not correct. Every dictionary is born again. A fornicator is born again. A liar is born again. Glory, I'm born again. That's not the essence. The Bible is so powerful. So, it's birth that made you a sinner. Everybody say with me. It's birth that made me a sinner. Now, please listen to me. Through who did you become a sinner? Is it through your parents? Talk to me.
No,
louder.
No,
is it through your parents?
No,
so stop blaming your parents for the way they parent you in a way that is not correct. Mister, I wish it was Pastor David that gave birth to me. And life would have been better than this. No. Don't blame your parents. Some people's children are going to private university. I knew what I did to enter Fort Minna. Stop that. It's not your parents' fault. It's whose fault? Don't blame the person that sexually abused you. It's also not his fault. It's whose fault? You will forgive people easily when they hurt you because you know it's not that person's fault. It too is the problem is just able to hold. So if everybody wants to be angry, who should be angry with? Don't laugh it off. It's light. So when you see somebody snatch your phone, forgive him immediately because it's not his fault. It's whose fault? You see how forgiveness is easy. If a lecturer is trying to victimize your life, don't blame him and don't cry ever before him. Whose fault? He's an empty man also. Are you with me now? Don't blame Islamic jihadists. It's not their problem. Whose fault? Witches and wizards that are trying to drink people's blood. Whose fault? Did you get it? You don't like that gospel. It's called the gospel of his son who loves everyone. You know, God so loved the world, but to display that love, he had to send somebody that can understand us. Now, I will touch that with time because does that mean God does not understand? God wants to understand us. That's why he sent somebody to, God cannot come in the flesh. No. No. But you have to do it through Christ. Are you with me? The Bible says Christ is the mediator. Is that not so? Now, so Christ is standing. This is God. Reconciliation. This is God. This is us. We cannot understand God. God cannot understand us. God is not flesh. Okay, who will tempt God? Is it the one that will go to heaven? Shekinah glory. What tempts God with food? Does he eat? No, now. So, he can't come to our realm to think as the heavens is far to the earth. So, God does not understand me. God is that his level is too high. Now, me. Do you understand? So, but you have to send somebody down who knows him, who will also know us. So that anytime God wants to reach us, because he loves us, he passes through the person that understands us, who now tell us how we feel and communicate to him. God, that's alright. Now I get what Paul is saying. Because Jesus is the mediator. Praise the Lord. Alright? So to find out this, Jesus was made sin. He was not made a sinner. What did you read in 2 Corinthians 5:21? He was made sin for us. You became a sinner. Did you know the man that sins? Did you meet him? You know his address? You were born into his race. The first thing that you told me is, your sinful life is not your fault. You know the guilt and condemnation that killed me because of impure thoughts and lust for women and masturbation? I tried to be free, could not be free. Anger, I have pride. If you start correcting me, I'll say, you should check yourself. When you open your mouth to correct somebody, everybody should watch his life. That's the way I am inside. I do eye service. If I'm cleaning this chair now, and I'm the only one inside church, no problem. But once I notice somebody enter, I like people to see what I'm doing. Come and I move it. My God. Can't be great fashion. Saturday I will know it. I will see hours watching nonsense. A Indian movie, Chuvan. Hey, you don't know Chuvan. Don't know Chuvan. Oh. Don't go and browse it. Immoral movies. And when I was in church, I know there's a heaven. I know there's a hell. So the guilt and condemnation was there. You see, to come be free. Then the Lord said to me, same problem was not your problem. Not my problem. He said yes, because for that, all, and you are part of the all. I've sinned. You see, you have sinned. Okay, so, for what are you asking for forgiveness? This sin, or that sin? Listen, listen. I always ask forgiveness for this sin. And I discovered I will go back to it. So I was tired of, because it doesn't make sense. You do it, you ask forgiveness. You do it. Because it doesn't make sense. I'm not different from all these people outside. You know how many times they say it? Do you know how many times they say it? You take the rosary. Because the number of times you say it is important to the God. So how are you different? And they are dancing with it. Because God must hear. What is Asagafrula? God forgive me. God forgive me. God forgive me. That's what you also do every time. God forgive me. Forgive me. But some people say, Lord, this man, I would lie to you. Forgive me. I would lie to him. But you have to forgive me. In what? It's advanced payment. So I didn't like that life. Jesus was tempted in all points. Yes, without. And I discovered that when Jesus was born, the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But after he rose from the dead, he became firstborn. It's not only now. When he was born, he was the only. When he rose, he became firstborn. Jesus is no more the only. He became firstborn from the dead. As if he's the first, so who is not the second born? Don't ask me that kind of question. Maybe you are the 77th born. There's something. He is the firstborn. And I discovered when the Bible used firstborn, the root word is pattern son. Pattern means all of you now that has come into the family. Everybody. Follow your elder brother looking onto. So I now discovered that my elder brother was tempted in all points, yet without sin. If I'm not a bastard, I should resemble him. Romans 8, to be conformed into the image of his dress. Are you with me or brother, stand up. Go to the land. It's too bad for you to miss this. Yes, go to the land. People can pray. When it comes to the word of God, that's the problem. This brother, let me be watching his eyes. They don't hear the word. You are not Eutychus. You know that brother that slept till he fell? I don't know that kind of sleep of that brother. That brother feels I'm disgracing him. I'm not disgracing you. Eutychus slept in a Bible study meeting. Do you know it's in the Bible? So when I see people sleeping, I need the junior brother of Eutychus, or you are a near cousin. I can't be discussing God's word like that, I told you. No, sir. If not for anointing, I don't think I have that anointing. If you will not fall down and die, don't sleep. Yes. Any junior brother to Eutychus here? Cousins to him? Alright. So, the guilt of sin was there. And so Christ being the pattern son, I discovered the pattern they start to follow. I don't have it in my life. No wonder, and many people see you, you say you're a Christian. But we know the Bible calls us Christians, we are not Jesusians. Is Jesus the Christ? Our own name is Christians. We are asked, what is Christ? Christ is the anointed one, the chosen one. Now, Jesus is commonly, everybody knows him as Jesus. Jesus. Joshua is Jesus. But nobody blames Jesus Christ. You can't blame Christ. Some people in Israel are blaming Jesus. Yes. In Nigeria now, bad Jesus. But Christ, no, you can't blame it. You can't be a Christ. You can be a Christopher. Not Christ. Because who do men say I am? Some say. Who do you say I am? You are Christ. No, you are Jesus. We know you are Jesus already. Everyone knows that. But you are Christ, the Son of God. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this. My Father, that's the real one. So Christ Jesus is the pattern we have seen. Christ must be revealed to you. So know the person that is on the cross. Oh Lord, please follow. So I saw that if he is the pattern, then my life is not resembling it. Go back to that 2 Corinthians 5:21. He said he was made sin for us. Watch this. Bring me that copy. Who has brought water in? Eh? Oh yeah, bring it. Thank you. Now, take note of this. Jesus died on the cross as Son of Man or Son of God. Son of Man, because you can't kill God. You can only kill a man. You see, the mystery is too strong. So the Bible now says, He was made sin for us. This is what God did. Turn to Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6. I want you to see it. Isaiah 53 and verse 6.
Have we like sheep have gone astray?
Are we all there? Are we all there? Are we all there? Father, please open our eyes to see. Are we all there?
Yes,
sir. Yes?
All we like sheep have gone astray.
All we. Are you part of the all? All have sinned. All we. All we like sheep
have gone
astray.
We have turned everyone to his own way.
We have turned
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
The Lord has what?
Laid on him.
The Lord has what?
Laid on him.
The Lord has what?
Laid on him.
What's your name? Eh? Zenya. Eh? What's your name? Faith. What's your name? The Lord has laid on him
the iniquity of us all.
The what?
The iniquity of us all.
The iniquity of who?
Of all.
All our sins. Iniquity of all of us. Zenya.
Yes.
Contribute your iniquity here. Touch it. Just touch it. Touch it. You know, that principle is in the Old Testament. If you want to kill the ram, you just simply what? You simply what? Touch it. When you touch it, what happens? Your guilt is transferred and that animal is judged. Touch it. Touch it. Touch it. What are you doing? Transferring all your iniquity, touch it, and the Lord now poured all those iniquity upon Jesus. Sorry, oh, this is going to go. All of it. Where is your iniquity? If you don't see it, you'll be in bondage forever. It's those that believe it that become it. The Lord has laid on you the iniquity of us all. So as he was on the cross, the iniquity of all was there. The Lord asked him, where is your iniquity? I said, it's not with me. Watch this. He was made sin or sinner. Talk to me. Talk to me. If he was made sin, is masturbation a sin? Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
So, this one, he shook me. Jesus did not become masturbator. He became masturbation. You don't know what he faced. Do you know the meaning of why he was sweating blood? Jesus, fornicator or fornication? Jesus became fornication. You don't understand. You don't know what it means that he who has no sin was made sin. Jesus was not a liar. He became a liar. Do you know what he went through on that place? That he may understand you. Lord, I am asking you today. This was what you used to deliver me. I wept. I cried. This is the cross. Sorry, baby, no. Listen. He took, he apparent the deers. He took it. Whatever the Bible says he took, I'm going to agree. He took it. I will agree. My problem is that I look at myself rather than look at him. When you look at yourself, you'll be discouraged. Because you will see your weakness. You will see your struggle. But when you change the focus from the serpent bite that is biting you, and you say, the iniquity of us all. Please, let's go another one. That's, everybody will give me your Bible. But recognize your Bible. He took the iniquity of us off. The iniquity of us off. The iniquity of us off. That's how he went about. Excuse me now, but sister, where's your iniquity? Put it. You see. Then where's the iniquity? You see? Where's the iniquity? You see that? God said to me, am I a liar? I said, no, sir. I said, he took the iniquity of us all and laid it on it. This thing is filling the devil right now as we're explaining it. The cross fills the devil. People that are speaking in tongues, but they did not see the cross. It's not your new picture, now it's your Bible. He took the iniquity of us all. Hope you know, Jesus, know why I use a cup. Jesus said, can this cup pass over? Because what God did was that the iniquity of everybody, he now told us to do what? To drink it. Baba. Lord, Father. In me is no corruption because they drink it. If you don't drink it, they will perish. If you don't drink it, Satan will still be ruling my children. I need that man that I made in the garden. Jesus, drink it. How many of you know Joseph? Let this come. Passover. Never delay! You don't know Garden of Gethsemane. See, watch. As I was reading my Bible, I was saying, because they see the cross. So I stopped focusing online, right? Because I fasted. I did everything to stop this. It didn't work. It did not work. I wake up every night, 1, 2 a.m., I will be roaring in prayer. Once I finish that prayer, the thing I was struggling with, spirit of, I was having sex in the dream. We talk, I will have sex with animals. I will have sex with my mother. I will have sex with dead people almost every night. I was in terrible, you don't know, don't let me describe it for you. I was in terrible, I was like a shadow. I was confused. My mind was impure. Lost was all over. But the time God began to say, look, the Lord had taken the iniquity of us all. Anger. I'm a man of anger. My father is full of anger. So we inherited it from the family. Anger. So what's it provoke you? So what's it? So sometimes you don't talk with your body inside. You say, come to church and say, no, our heart is impure. But you see, I did everything to solve it. Solve it in prayer. Solve it in fasting. Because the people that preached to me, they didn't point me to the cross. They point me to a religion. I'm a Christian because I met my parents going to church. Not that I understood Christ. And that's how some of you came to the Lord. You really did understand what Christ did on the cross. So as he was there on the cross, God said to him, are you following now? In Gethsemane, he drank. When he drank, he now carried everything. Man of sorrow. Do you see that in Isaiah 53? He said he was a man of sorrow. And we hid our face from him. He was smitten and beaten by God. He was going. That's why when Pilate was asking questions, he could not, he said, I'm carrying something that if I talk, it will change. I've drank something. Pilate, just leave me like this. They were hitting him, he could not talk. Because Satan was watching. That was our freedom! He carried it. It's a spiritual language. As he laid on the cross. How many of you know Jesus' death was public? His resurrection was private. When we are teaching on the crucified life, you will see the power of that resurrection. Please, when they placed him on the cross, it was public. Because somebody is being shown something, the devil was in attendance. The devil was in attendance. Watch now. Everything Satan used to be like this. over men. Open to Hebrews chapter 2. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hebrews chapter 2. Are you with me in verse 14?
Yes,
let's go back to read.
As much as partakers of flesh and blood.
You see that? You see that? You see that? He partakers of flesh and blood.
He also.
Who is he also? Jesus.
Himself.
Oh, wait, but Matthew, that sister is trying to open. Are you there now? Are you there now? Hebrews 2 verse 14. Continue, sir.
As much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood.
Yes.
He also himself.
He also himself, likewise.
Took part of the same.
Of what?
The same.
Flesh and blood. It became like us. Yes.
That
two
death.
Eh? That two what?
Death.
That two what?
Death.
That two what?
Death.
Death. In my words.
So by destroying that have the power of death, that is the devil.
How did he destroy the devil?
Through death.
Through prayer. Ah! If you meet his death, you have lost your victory over the devil. Prayer does not defeat the devil. Oh Lord, prayer does not defeat the devil. These are things God is teaching me, that if you tell me when you pray, the devil will work. I don't want to go in that line and show you scriptures. No. Satan is not afraid of prayer. Excuse me. Did Daniel pray? Did they end up? Was he a sinner? Will you say he's a sinner? But we know from New Testament now that he himself was born in sin. Was his prayer in that? Because he did the time to one sin or something? Listen, Satan is not afraid of prayer. Oh Lord. Listen, I'm teaching you something that, maybe if we have chance, we'll teach prayer from scripture. The way we have taught prayer is very wrong. Prayer now is more of show. We show. Let's leave there. When the devil came to tempt Jesus, do you know the greatest battle on earth? The greatest battle on earth is not World War I. It's not World War II. The greatest battle on earth is in Matthew chapter 4. The end of all principalities and powers walks to Jesus in the wilderness. That's warfare, sir. You are not following me. The end of all principalities and powers. He didn't send one of his demons home. Hope you know that. This issue here, demons can handle it. Leave it to me. I'm your leader. So, you stay back. Jesus was also the head in the heavens. Am I talking to you? So imagine two principals. What's to this? You read Matthew 4 like a discussion. You don't get it. And when the devil walked in, he walked in all the fullness of his regalia. I've been prayed by God before, and the devil walked into my room, light. I didn't see his face. I believe it's the devil because he spoke, and the prayer I prayed. There is a presence he also asked when he came to the room, and he spoke audibly in my heart. I was paralyzed from neck to down. I couldn't move it. God has given me prayer to see some supernatural things. That's not today's discussion. He came in the fullness of all his wisdom, if thou beest the Son of God. See, real battle is battle of words. I wish I can teach this from scripture. It's not. Prayer is between you and God. Hasha tetetetreteya. Holy Spirit. Prayer empowers you. It's you. It's not the devil. Let me ask you. They overcame him by what? By prayer. Hey, come by me. They overcame him by prayer. By who? By who? By the blood of the Lamb and by what? What? Not prayer. What? Of their testimony. When Jesus was asking us to deal with demons, what did he say we should use to deal with demons? Prayer. What? Word. In my name they shall cast out demons. We don't pray. It's cast out. Oh Lord, are you telling what I'm saying? Prayer is the privilege of sons to their father. Listen to me. Who is our pattern son? Oh, where's Joseph going? Who is our pattern son? Lau, who is our pattern son? Oh Lord, I should see them. Maybe I should close. Who is our pattern son?
Jesus.
Stand up and say, who is our pattern son?
Jesus.
Who is our pattern son?
Jesus.
Anything you don't see in Jesus, don't do. Every prayer Jesus prayed, show me one, he prayed towards the devil. Who prays like Jesus? I'm asking, who prays like Jesus? Oh, you pray than Jesus. But you pray than Jesus. Oh, you do 50 hours. That's what makes you pray than Jesus. Show me the place he went to pray, wrestling with them. Show me one. It does not exist. The so-called wrestling that is even in the Bible is between Jacob and an angel of God, not them. Oh Lord. Sit down. You see, look at the prayer movement that we see today in Nigeria is from God. I'm telling you. It's from God. You see everywhere now, prayer is God. But we are abusing what God is sending. It's God, though. I'm telling you. This move of prayer is from the Lord. Don't let anybody tell that. Pray. No, it's from the Lord. But don't abuse it. Hey! We don't pray because of the devil. No. We pray for strength. We pray for our communion. We pray to receive instruction. We pray to receive direction. We pray to learn of him. It's between us and him. When we face the devil, we speak. We command. We authorize. We don't pray. So hold that one. I said hold what? Hold what? When Jesus went to the cross, in Gethsemane, it was between him and who? Between him and who? His father. Who was he praying to? The devil. Wrestling with the devil. Him and who? The matter of conquering sin is between him and the father. But the evidence of victory is between the father and the devil. Listen. By the time he came out of Gethsemane, what is on him already? The iniquity of us all. If the iniquity of us all is of him, why can't he die there in Gethsemane? The death is the receipt for the former landlord. Who is the former landlord? How do we know? Matthew 4, open it. Please don't miss this. Am I wasting your time?
No,
Matthew chapter 4. Check with me verse 5 or verse 6.
Then the devil took him up into the Holy City.
Yes.
Set him on the pinnacle of the temple.
Oh.
And said to him,
Bro Jerry, go to the part where he showed him all the kingdom of this world. What verse is that? Verse what? Bro Jerry, verse 8.
The devil took him.
Everybody listen to the devil. See, the greatest battle is what you are reading. This is the greatest battle. That's what you are reading. Go on.
Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain.
Exceedingly high mountain.
And showed him all the kingdom of the world.
No, no. Listen, what did he show you?
All the kingdom of the world.
You see, Bible is too powerful. How can you stand on one mountain and you saw the kingdoms of the entire world? This is vision by excellence. Satan can show vision. But Jerry, are you reading Bible for us? Read it again.
Again, the devil took him up and
examined him. Say again. Say, Satan attacked you before, he will do it again. If he tempts you before, he will do it again. Don't tell me that, why am I still being tempted? He did it to Jesus, he will do it to me. Again, there is a word that Satan does not erase from his dictionary. It is called again. When you attack that brother, go again. You tempt him with women, go again. Always go again.
The devil took him up and I'm hanging on him.
Now, he took him and he followed. Because he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted or tested of the devil. Go on.
And showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
And what? Showed him, he showed him. So Satan can show you something. Yes. Go on now.
And you have known him.
And what? Oh yeah, hear what he said.
And he said of to him,
he said to Jesus,
all these things I will give you which you report.
All these things I will give you. If you fall down
and worship me.
Oh, because that's why they sent him away. You see, he's passionate for worship. That's why our choir concert has been corrupted. Our so-called music ministers have been corrupted. They are singing to God, you are snapping. Who is taking glory? Don't let us go to worship. But this thing, if you think Satan is going to tell us the music, be careful of the kind of songs you sing. That a song that's the name of Jesus does not mean it's spiritual. Does not mean it honors God. Some songs are emotional, they are not spiritual. Some of you have not been trained in discernment. You sing them. Go on, sir.
And worship him.
Yeah.
Then Jesus said to him, yeah.
Go.
The way with you, Satan was
in. Is that Matthew? Go to Luke chapter 4. Because Luke brought it out well. You know, Satan, Jesus just said, get it behind me, Satan. Look at Luke chapter 4. Verse what is in Luke chapter 4?
Verse what?
Verse 9.
And he brought him to Jerusalem.
The mountain.
Verse 8.
Yes. No. Go to 7 now. When he saw him, he looked at the poor, all the kingdoms of Israel. That's fine.
Into a high mountain.
And shoot
up in me.
Yes.
All the kingdoms of Israel.
Yes.
In a moment of time.
In what?
In a moment of time.
I like that. In a what?
In a moment of time.
Yes.
And the devil said unto me.
The devil said unto him.
All this power will I give you.
All this power will I give you.
And the glory of them.
And the glory of them.
For that is delivered unto me.
It is what?
Delivered unto me.
Who delivered it?
Adam.
Another translation? Verse what, sir? The 6. Another translation. One more simpler translation, please. You have to tell me you want to help me with easy English or with basic Bible.
NIV. And he said to me,
yes.
I will give you all the authority and splendor.
No, there is authority and splendor on this earth with all the glories and the kingdoms you see.
For it has been given to me.
It has been what?
Given to me.
Did Jesus argue with him? So, Adam was the former ruler of this world. Satan collected it from him. So, when Satan was sent to the earth, he was less than nothing. To become powerful, he had to take the place of man. So every power of the devil you see today, who has that power? Oh, you are not with me. Eh? When you see somebody perform magic now, whose power is that? It's man's power. man is the one. You don't know man. You don't know who that man is. Let's leave that. Man is the owner. Anything you see the devil do today, that they call black magic, whatever magic, it's a corrupted power that belongs to man. Man is the god of this world. Satan is nothing. He reduced God, reduced him for nothing. The way he ascended to what you now see now is that he has disposed the former ruler. He went, and how did he collect the authority from man? Did he collect it through God? Through what? Cunning wisdom. Wisdom is more powerful than bomb. It's in your Bible. Read Proverbs everywhere. He collected and he told Jesus, all this thing will I give you because it was given to me. Now, do you want to have it? Bow down. Do you know if Jesus bowed, Satan will have added to what he asked. This time around, imagine that when he was in heaven, he didn't conquer. He still wants to conquer heaven now from earth. You don't know, Satan is, This is passionate for worship. He wants to be like the Most High. Listen to me. If Jesus can judge it like this, how many people are bowing? The Father, the Holy Spirit, all angels, all cherubims, to Satan, there will be no redemption, there will be no solution, there will be a permanent disorderliness forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Not a one was willing to thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you did not compromise. You are not full of self. You became like us. You didn't even want anything, so that you can understand us. What a love. Going somewhere. So, you saw that battle. Did Jesus pray? Did he pray? What was he doing? One man wrote a book, A.W. Tozer, I love, he said, I talked back to the devil. He caught the light. We don't pray because of the devil. We don't wrestle. We push demons. They will move. Where? They mock your gymnastics. Because they know you don't know the rule of battle. So when we get to weapons of war as Christians, we will teach it properly from scriptures. Prayer is between us and our Father. I will pray the Father. Whatsoever you ask the Father. The devil is not in your praying. Some of you, the way you pray is the reason why you don't have results. I discover that God is not moved by your sympathy. He's moved by his principles. When you know his word, see, I've been struggling with answered prayer. When I began to understand scripture, I started seeing prayers being answered like this. I'm serious. I see. So all my ignorance all these years, he said, no, you study. That's why God put teachers in the church to teach us what is right. Go back with me. In Gethsemane, he carried everything. As when your iniquity now is in Jesus. Brother, your question. As he was going, he went to the cross. And on the cross, Satan was looking at him. That's the man that refused to bow. Satan looked at you and discovered that, everything I used to rule this girl is no more there. He now watched and said, hey! It's now there. Come. Brother, come. Please kneel down. Sorry, I'm stressing. Kneel down. Please kneel down. Please kneel down. All of them, this is mankind. They are my subject. And the only, imagine, who is the ruler before? You know they are to rule me. Now I'm ruling them. The reason is because the authority of rulership, I collected it from them. So they became slaves. They are now ruled by food. They are ruled by their emotion. And I'm the one making that happen. They are angry when they are hungry. Normally man, when he was created, hunger does not make him angry. Because he does not get hungry. Man eats, but he was not hungry. God planned that we should eat, but not to be hungry. We eat because of this. We don't need to be hungry to eat. The fall brought hunger. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, look at them. You are all under me because your forefathers. Adam, he gave all of you to me. Idiots. But suddenly, he discovered that the thing he used to rule, which is because the power of sin, the power of death is sin. Hebrews 2:14. Who has the power of death? Who has the power of death? Who has the power of death? The devil. Say it again.
Yeah.
The strength of death is what? Sin. Okay? Who made you perpetually empty? the devil is sat over your emptiness. That's why you are now behaving like an animal. When sexual odds come, you just don't answer. That's animal life. You see how they used to pursue female. When it comes to you, like you will be shaking. You have to go to the internet. You are an animal. And Satan tells you that I am ruling over your emptiness. But the link to the emptiness, that death, is sin. Suddenly, God now said, I won't deal with death. I will deal with what caused death. Jesus, drink their iniquity. Jesus said, no, sir, drink it. Because if you don't drink it, I can't collect from the devil what he collected legally. He collected it legally. And God does not break legal grounds. If God must conquer, he too must come legally. Are you with me? So how will he be legal? This is the courtroom. God is the judge. Then Satan come and say, I have taken power from them because he gave me and he signed. The same way Esau signed. And then the birthright was given to Jacob. Satan said, your forefathers gave me, I did not force it out of his hands. I only spoke to Eve, who was the bone of his bone, and then that's it. And God said, it's right, we cannot collect it from you. Are you with me now? So God now said, the thing that makes you rule them, oh Lord, please come. I'm sorry, sir. No, let Brother Abraham come. Abraham, you come. Give him mic. Hey, Abraham, come. God now said, the thing that makes you rule them, I'm going to take it and put it on this one. Let's fire! The thing that gave you strength is sin. Now, Nida. So, when we saw that, what gave you power over them has been taken. So, who is the new person I must rule?
Oh Lord.
If the God of this world had known, he would not have what? So Jesus became the focus of the devil. Aha. Very foolish. Oh yeah, stand up. That's why they were going one by one. Stand up. Go. So, go away. Come. But Matthew, you come. You are representing our leader now. Kneel down. Let's say, this is, Thank you, Jesus. You are the king of God. For a while. I'm free. I've entered my rest, friends. You don't know how I struggled. You don't know the kind of family I came out from. I wanted to be spiritual, but it was hard. I struggled for years. I wanted to be a blessing to many, but it was hard. Just because I was a slave. See. Nobody, if you don't play it. Now, no, stand up, sir. As the devil now, will cut you. The Father is now setting people free. Hug them. Reconciliation. Hug them. Reconciliation. Stand up. That was happening behind you, man. Hug them. Because you are sitting like this. Yes, Kabanda Baladiyas. All is busy as we empty. But it's been like this. Hit him. Bam. I caught you. I know not the son of God. I know you are not. Because his own strength is sin. He was the one that crucified the Son of God. He is the one. The Father made him do it. Therefore, he will die. Because he thought by crucifying me, he will have the complete power. Oh, do you know when you kill the man that owns power, you can seize power. So he thought that by death, he will seize power. Not only by death, his authority is already lost. See the wisdom of God. You are the second person in Trinity. Now I cut you. So he moved the Romans and the Jews. He was there. Meaning, as Jesus was praying, they know! We don't know what he was going to. For the first time, the second person in Trinity was going to commence in the hands of Lucifer. You don't get it. Hello! You have left me, Father! The Father was with this one following them. Reconciliation? Judgment. Reconciliation? Judgment. Reconciliation? Judgment. Listen. Under God I stand. I'm not a sinner again. He delivered me. This is the church. If I go with change, there has to be believers who walk every day among sin. Is the truth. Yes! As they were leaving me, Jesus was crying.